There is a crime wave sweeping the West right now, cattle theft, or as the cowboys call it, cattle rustling.
A couple of months ago, B.J. Holloway was hit. He lives in Spencer, Oklahoma, and works in a Walmart.
And he may have the smallest herd of cattle in the state. He has nine, or had nine.
One night in September, Holloway went to feed his cows and saw the padlock to his pasture gate was busted.
I saw that my log was cut. And I knew then something was wrong.
Six of the cows were gone. It was a huge blow.
The herd was his life savings.
It really hit me that night when everything is quiet in the house and I wake up and knowing that your investment is gone. You know, if you ever had anything taken away from you that you have worked all your life to try to create and all of a sudden it's gone.
Luckily for Holloway and for hundreds of other cow theft victims in Oklahoma, there is a detective on the case. Stacey Vanek Smith from our Planet Money team rode along with Jerry Flowers, Cow Cop.
I meet up with Jerry Flowers in the parking lot of the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. He heads its team of 10 agents, and he looks exactly the way you want a cattle cop to look. White handlebar mustache, leather holster, loaded 45.
Starch jeans. Starch shirts and wore out boots and a clean white hat. Good guys wear white hats.
Is that true?
Sure.
Well, it is out here.
Jerry has just gotten a break in BJ's case.
Ready to go?
Ready.
All right. We're going to get right there.
Jerry walks and talks a little bit like a character out of a John Wayne movie. For instance, he doesn't just say, "Oh, Stacy, we have a lot of work ahead of us." He says,
"We will get busier than a one-legged bobcat covering up his own crap on a frozen pond."
Did you just make that up?
Well, yeah, that just comes right out. That's busy right there.
We are on our way to the local cattle auction. A woman has called in an anonymous tip. The guy you're looking for, she said, he's been selling the stolen cows at the OKC West auction house.
The caller explained she was sick of this guy victimizing so many people stealing their cattle.
The caller gave a name, first initial C, last name Wright. Jerry looked C Wright up, and sure enough, the day after six cows were stolen from B.J. Holloway's little ranch, C Wright came into the auction house and sold six cows. Jerry's been waiting for C. Wright to strike again. And last night, C. Wright showed up at the auction house and dropped off three more cows.
Okay, get five ways right here now. I'm going to get 237.
Spend a few minutes at a cattle auction, and it's easy to see why cattle theft is on the rise. This place is packed. Ranchers stand around in tight jeans, drinking coffee and staring at their calculators. Every few minutes, the gate to the arena opens, and a handful of cows rushes in.
It's $10,000 or $15,000 every time the gate opens and shuts. That's twice what they were worth 2 years ago.
The drought in the West has made feed for cattle a lot more expensive. That's pushed cattle prices way up. And if you steal one of these really expensive cows, it's pretty easy to sell. You just drop it off at an auction house like this one and pick up your check the next day. There's no paperwork, no proof of ownership needed.
Okay, we're good on the southeast side.
We
here.
Sit in Jerry's Ford F-150 and wait for C. Wright to show up. It's a stakeout.
Yeah, I'm going to just park right in here beside these trucks.
A few trucks go by, but they're not our guys. Nothing for a while. And then?
That's his truck right there. I think he just pulled in the parking lot, pulling right up to the front right now in a black Chevy. No bumper on the back. I'm just nearly pretty sure it's him. Just a second, I'll tell you. Yeah, that's him. Got a white T-shirt on, bagging jeans, and a stocking cap. Stay in the car. If he comes out with a gun or something, I'm going to have to kill him.
Jerry gets out of the truck, and he approaches C. Wright's truck with a slow, sheriff-style walk, hand on his pistol. C. Wright and another guy get out, and Jerry begins to search their car. Jerry just pulled a gun out of the car. He's showing it up. He's tucked it in his pants. Things get a little more intense after that.
Oh, he's going to cuff him.
Jerry questions one of the guys for about 15 minutes, then he hurries back to the car. He's grinning.
I'm as happy as a dead pig in the sun.
That doesn't sound happy.
It is if you're a dead pig.
C. Wright and his buddy confessed to stealing and selling BJ's cows. They also confessed to stealing three more cows they just came across in some field last night. But there's still a crucial piece missing. Who owned the other three cows? In Oklahoma, you can never tell. Not all cattle have ear tags. Not all cattle are branded. There's no state database, which means to figure out who the other victim was, we have to return to the scene of the crime.
We're going out into a very rural, isolated area.
We pull up to the gate where the thieves broke in. And I am dying to ask these guys some questions. Like, how do you steal a 1,500-pound cow? Jerry checks with the outlaws, and the guys agree to talk.
Hi, how are you guys? I'm Stacy.
Seawright and his friend are in their early 20s. They wear baggy clothes, boots, and spurs. They grew up in the country. They know cattle, they say.
Yeah, we're cowboys, yeah.
We walk out into the pasture. Seawright says last night he put some food into a bucket. Sweet feed. He says cows love it.
I was shaking the bucket and I...
And did the cows just, like, come?
They looked up and I shook the bucket again. And here they come.
Even now, just hearing that, some black cows pop up over the hill.
What kind of cows are those?
Black Angus, look like.
2,300 apiece.
2,300 apiece? That is basically...
About
like
600.
That is $5,000 walking towards us.
Yes, it is.
See, the cattle rustlers made a calculation. They figured money for cows is really good, the chances of getting caught are low, and on a big ranch like this, the cows wouldn't even be missed.
They make it so easy.
By the time we get back to Jerry's truck, the rancher has shown up.
All right, well, I'll call you in the morning.
J.D. Thomason owns hundreds of cows. He had no idea some had been stolen.
One or two, three head. I'd have probably never called the law or nothing. I'd have wondered about them if I'd have never found them.
J.D. Thomason made his own calculation. He says, sure, he could spend extra money on security cameras, put RFID chips in all the cows, or even just brand all of them. But cow thefts are still rare enough that it doesn't make economic sense to him. And all of this adds up to lots and lots of cattle theft. Of course, that equation isn't the same for everyone. B.J. Holloway didn't have hundreds of cows. He had 9. Seawright and his friend took 6 of them. Jerry walks them through that crime, and the tone changes. It's dark now. The rustlers have lost some of their swagger. And Jerry seems to sense it's lesson teaching time.
He shouldn't have took from this guy. This guy has nothing. This was it. This is all he had. And y'all put a hurt on him by doing that. All right? So your cattle rustling days are over. Do we all agree on that? All right? Got your word on that?
Yeah.
The guys are quiet after that. Jerry says Seawright and his friend will be charged next week. 12 counts, larceny of a domestic animal. It's a felony. They're both facing jail time. Stacey Vanek-Smith, NPR News.